iBridge Audio presents Raising the Hunley, the remarkable history and recovery of the lost Confederate submarine by Brian Hicks and Skylar Croft. Read by Harry Chase. August 8, 2000. The sea was restless. Aboard the crane barge Carlissa B., Jenkins Montgomery rehearsed the lift one more time, mentally playing out his role in one of the most significant maritime recovery efforts in history. Suspended high over the Atlantic, in the chilly pre-dawn ocean breeze, Montgomery sat alone, stuffed inside the glass control booth of one of the world's mightiest seagoing cranes. In a few hours, he would pluck the lost Civil War submarine from the muddy grave where it had lain hidden for more than a century. A diver would give Jinx, as his friends called him, the thumbs-up sign for him to begin reeling in his spool of industrial cable-like fishing line. 300 tons of reverse power would whine into action, and 28 feet below the surface, the deceptively small submarine, secure in a metal lift cage, would rise off the ocean floor at 1/3 the speed of an apartment building elevator. In a matter of seconds, if everything went correctly, Montgomery would be the first man to see the Confederate submarine H.L. Hunley break water since the moonlit night of February 17, 1864, when Union sailors on board the USS Housatonic thought a crazed porpoise was charging their ship. Lifting the sub, Montgomery had said earlier, would be like picking a piece of pie off the plate. On board Carlissa, Montgomery had traveled the world.